DFT Monthly Update. Welcome to dementia-friendly Todmorden's DFT Monthly Update. Our monthly cafe called Daisies, for those of you that don't know what we provide at the cafes, dementia-friendly Todmorden is run by volunteers and has been for the last 9 years. They all have professional or lived experience caring and supporting those that are living with dementia, as well as carers, friends and families. All are welcome at the cafe, including those that might be lonely and just need somebody to talk to. We serve a lunch of ham or cheese sandwiches or toasties with copper soups and tea or coffee with biscuits. We have a different guest singer at every cafe to provide a range of different music for our guests, as we know that music enhances memory recall for those living with the illness. With the donations we receive and through funding streams, dementia assistance equipment is purchased, for example, dementia clocks, radios, stay warm bowls, door alarms, etc., that we donate free of charge to those in need. And these items often allow people to live at home more independently. Between the 13th and the 19th of May was Dementia Action Week. In relation to my role in West Yorkshire Police, I released a video to the entire force with the below narrative. This week is Dementia Action Week 2024, and the overall objective and focus this year is to grow awareness and urgency around dementia diagnosis. West Yorkshire Police has 48 force-wide dementia champions for your support, and there is a new refreshed dementia site for you to access for pivotal information and guidance around the illness. The key message that the Alzheimer's Society and you all can help with is: a dementia diagnosis is vital. Vital to give people access to the care, treatment and support they desperately need. Yet, incredibly, one in three people with dementia do not have a diagnosis. And the cost of not getting a diagnosis is hundreds of thousands of people living with dementia and their carers not getting the help they need. And the cost emotionally, financially and personally needs to be addressed. If dementia diagnosis is not addressed, there is little hope of tackling the major dementia challenges we are faced with and reducing this devastating cost for thousands of people now and in the future. Now is the time to prioritise dementia, and that starts with prioritising diagnosis. Please think: prioritise dementia, prioritise diagnosis. If you're worried about yourself, your colleagues or someone close to you, then know what to look out for using the Alzheimer's Society symptom checklist at alzheimers.org.uk/checklist. I also, on 17th of May, attended Rastrick Fire Station's Social Inclusion and Dementia Day event and delivered a talk on the Herbert Protocol to all who attended. Since my last update, there have been two Daisies cafes on Saturday, May the 4th and Saturday, June the 1st. On the May the 4th cafe, we were joined by the super talented Ian Jenkins, the entertainer for the young at heart, who was, as always, superb. Once again, it was a packed cafe. We were very kindly given a number of lovely donations as below. £525 from Sarah from donations when her mother Catherine Newsom recently passed away. £105 from Sue from donations when her mother Shirley Marshall recently passed away. £280 from Vera from her 90th birthday celebrations. On the 1st of June, we had our June cafe, where we were joined by the great Michael Gill, who thoroughly entertained everyone. It was a super busy cafe with a lot of new attendees, which was great. At the cafe, we introduced a quiet activities area, as some living with dementia do not like intense noise. We equipped this area with games, including a big Connect Four, Skittles, big playing cards, dominoes, and also with quizzes. And this went down really well. This promotes brain stimulation, dexterity, and also coordination. The next cafe is on July the 6th, where we will be joined by the lovely, talented Alex Townend, who will sing for us all, and you are all more than welcome to attend, as always. That's about it, and all the very best. Kind regards, Neil Taylor, Chair of Dementia Friendly Todmorden.